Looking at the Patriots' depth chart, currently the state of the Pats, addressing some of their needs in the upcoming draft, as we've talked about, they don't pick until 72nd as it stands now without a first and second round selection, but it's a deep draft class. And as you look at things and how they've gotten to this point, where do you guys prioritize who the Patriots are likely to select, or at least what position groups, and where they're going to go in 3 weeks' time in Philadelphia?
One important spot that I think the team has to get in the business of addressing sooner rather than later, which is something that Bill Belichick likes to do, is the left tackle spot. And Nate Solder is still one of the better left tackles in the league. I would say he's top 15, certainly, arguably top 10. There are days he has his difficulties, but as a leader, the total package of Nate Solder is a significant player within the team. But still, there's going to come a point where, as we are going to talk about with this draft class, Todd, it's the world's best athletes. It's the biggest, strongest, fastest, most explosive athletes in the world will line up across from a player like Nate Solder, who's had back issues earlier in his career, who had a torn bicep last year, in 2015, excuse me. And you need to make sure that you're a year early rather than a year late, because I'm not sure Adrian Waddle is somebody you want waddling out there on the regular. So left tackle, to me, is a spot that will need to be addressed, and that's usually a top 15 type spot.
It'll be tough this year for obvious reasons, and because it's not the best offensive tackle class. I mean, you look in the third round, and I try to identify guys that maybe fit what they want. Western Michigan's Taylor Moten. He's a player that could be available when you get to 72. Not a premier player, but someone who, you put witness protection for a year. Don't try to use him, but utilize his skill set and try to get the most out of him a year down the line. He's 6'5 and change, 319 pounder, with good movement skills for that size. And he, when you go back and look at what he did throughout his college career, he played offensive tackle this past year, played guard a little bit earlier in his career, so he has some versatility. He's got the 34 and a quarter inch arms, which is important at the tackle position, to have arms that are 34 inches or longer, believe it or not, it's important. And he has power too. So he's a player. That's the kind of the type of player you're looking for. Obviously, you're not going to be in position to get a left tackle in the top 15 picks. But I really don't know that there's an elite left tackle in this class, even if you had a pick that high.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.